guys, welcome back to It's Me Podcast. Today's episode is about feeling down, feeling not good as other people, and you want to achieve more. I'm so excited, first of all, because this is my new, improved, amazing first episode of It's Me Podcast. Anyways, back to the subject. So what I'm trying to say is, what do you do when you're feeling down? What do you guys do when you feel down? Personally, what I do when I feel down is a mix of reasons and a mix of feelings. People heal and people feel down different ways, and it's okay to feel down. It's okay, there's other people ways. What I'm trying to say is what I do when I feel down is I listen to sad music. That somehow gives me a smile. I don't know. Even with sad music and I do cry, I still feel happy inside. I still feel the little smile coming back, the little laugh that I know that I'm lively again, that I know, oh my gosh, what am I doing in my bed? I should go downstairs, play with my dog, you know, text my friends, call my friends. I don't want to go down the same path of being depressed. I want to be happy. I want to be amazingly happy. But sometimes, you know, the most happiest people can sometimes be inside the saddest people. And I understand that. Like, it's, for me, it's kind of hard being happy all the time in life. I know that from experience. I try not to show that I'm mad or sad, but it's like people show it in the inside, but a lot of people don't show it in the outside. It can feel and show different from the inside and out. But when I have a rough day at school, and don't even get started about online school, I just hate it so much. But that can be another topic for another day. I try not to focus on the past or the future. I'm trying to focus on the present. I know when I really outdid myself, I know when I can do my best, and I know when I could take a little break from just living life. In my spare time, I like to just listen to songs, just coloring, drawing, or just doing any homework, reading a book. I can do anything with music. But there's sometimes that my mom screams at me listening so much music. But it's just, I guess, a hobby. When I put on my song, I feel lively and not feel down and not feel as I was a second ago. And when my mom takes that away from me, then that's how I feel down again. It's just taking away what you love. That's just, it hurts. It really hurts. And some people don't understand that. Because they don't have the same hobby as me. They're just different people. At least people are different. And a question is, when did you ever start feeling weak and not as good as other people? Well, for me, from my experience, it really started when school started, and I was only in online school because the virus And the teacher picked on me and asked me a math question. And oh my god, I don't know math. I don't like math. I can't do math. And I was awkward. I was nervous. I was confused. Did I ask questions? No. Because I was that old shy kid that didn't want to say anything. Didn't want to get my feelings hurt or get broken down by other kids or by other teachers. So I just left the meeting and cried. And then I emailed my same teacher, my math teacher, and said, I'm sorry. I left my class, and she understood me. She's like, people have done that. People have been overwhelmed. People are just don't think they're good to answer that question. I would respond, I don't want to do this. I just want to quit school. I just don't feel in the right center. But all I replied with is, thank you for understanding. I don't think that's the same thing for me. It hurts. And there's so much things going on in this world that makes my world close in. It's not being hurt, it's about being how you get hurt. And it's just not the way that I felt half of 2019, full on a year of 2020, and now it's a new year. I thought things would be different, but I wanted to say that I skipped school today because I was not feeling it. Today's Monday, and I had school. I don't want to do anything. I'm feeling so down, so inside of me. I just want to burst out crying for a thousand reasons. I know some people will have the same issue as me. And I understand you. I know. When I feel weak, here's another thing. When I feel weak, I can barely get out of my seat. I can barely speak. I just want to lay there and listen to me breathing and say, how am I still alive? How can this still be life? I don't want to be here. I thought myself. I'm crying for a reason here. I'm crying because I'm numb, because I'm weak. What's happening? Society, in my world, my life. We all share our experiences, and somehow half of us are happy, and half of us are not even close. It's just smile. I just want to have a fun experience when I grow up, and I don't know if I'm going to make it that far without crying, without having breakdowns. I don't know. That's my way of showing how I'm close to this world, how other people are. It's just how I feel, not other people. So please email me if you're having a rough time, or message me on Spotify. I really want to know how you're feeling, guys. I'm going to put my email in the description, and I'll answer all your questions and concerns. It's just how I'm feeling today. Down, that's why I skipped school. I don't know if I'm that good, but here I am. still feeling down, and still being strong, and not trying to show it the inside and out. It's different for other people to say, you can't quit. I always quit. I always run away from things that I don't like. I try to hide myself from problems and close my heart away from people that I love, people I'm close with. And I love my mom so much. Sometimes I just not in the mood to talk or not in the mood to do anything, actually. I just want to look up outside, dance around, feeling my spirit again. That doesn't happen for some people. That doesn't focus for me. I understand that. And I understand everyone, that's how everyone's going through this tough year, this tough time. I understand you, that I understand where you're going from. I know where you're coming from. And I want to say thank you. This was my podcast of feeling down. And I'm so happy that I'm actually telling this to someone, at least. Telling how I'm feeling and not bubble it up. Because I can't tell my mom. She'll not accept anything of this. But thank you for listening, guys. Again, it's me podcast. And if you ever want to email me, it's going to be in the description down below. And you can also message me on Spotify if you want. I will always answer your question and your concerns. Thank you, and have a rest of your day. A great rest of your day.